général fait plaisir, mais fait plaisir pour les joueurs, très sincèrement, parce qu'ils ont bien travaillé, ils ont respecté le plan de jeu. Voilà, et je pense qu'ils ont pris du plaisir comme la semaine dernière. On a vu que le collectif était plus fort en ce moment. Voilà. J'ai même beaucoup aimé voir quand on a marqué, partager le but avec les remplaçants. Pour moi, c'est un symbole et je suis très, très heureux de ça.
J'ai l'impression que l'impact du début de la saison n'aurait pas bien réagi au premier but, alors que cette fois-ci, bon, il y a eu une latence pendant peut-être une quinzaine de minutes. Après, l'équipe s'est ressaisie, la réponse a été là.
Oui, mais je pense qu'on a progressé et j'avais insisté auprès des joueurs de justement de pas, en cas d'ouverture du corps d'adversaire, de pas commencer à chercher individuellement avec souvent de bonnes intentions, mais commencer à se désunir, à vouloir sortir du plan de jeu, parce qu'on avait encore beaucoup de temps derrière. Et le mérite, effectivement, c'est de revenir au score et ensuite de dérouler. Voilà. Mais c'est vrai que par rapport au début de saison, alors déjà il n'y a plus les mêmes joueurs sur le terrain aussi. Et je pense que les trois joueurs qui sont arrivés récemment ont fait beaucoup de bien à l'équipe.
Kouessi d'ailleurs semblait drôlement soulagé d'avoir marqué son premier but. Tous les joueurs se sont dirigés vers lui. C'est signe du travail qu'il a accompli sans avoir marqué au cours des dernières semaines.
Oui, du travail. Et puis je vous dis de la relation qui est en ce moment entre les joueurs. Je pense qu'il y a une force dans le groupe qui est intéressante. Hein, et très heureux que Kouessi ait marqué. Il travaille beaucoup pour l'équipe aussi. Il se sacrifie. Il a profité d'un super mouvement sur le côté, d'une envolée de Daniel sur le côté gauche comme j'attends toujours qu'il fasse. Et là, il a été très très intéressant, un très beau but.
Dans un match comme celui-là, et je sais que vous n'aimez pas parler d'un joueur en particulier, mais Alejandro Silva vous a fait rager par moments sur les lignes de côté et par moments vous aurez sauté dans les airs quand il marque des buts. Qu'est-ce que vous allez retenir de son match à Alejandro? J'ai l'impression que c'est souvent comme ça.
C'est ce que j'allais vous dire, c'est Alejandro. Déjà la semaine dernière, il a fait autant de super choses que de choses qu'il a manqué, mais ce que j'aime chez lui, c'est sa générosité. Il prend aussi de la place dans le groupe, il prend ses responsabilités. Il faut qu'il reste simple dans son jeu. Parfois, il a tendance un petit peu à s'enflammer, mais c'est un joueur qui est très, très important pour l'équipe et il l'a montré encore ce soir.
C'est la première fois de l'année que l'Impact accorde le premier but et gagne un match. Est-ce que le fait, de la façon dont vous l'avez fait ce soir et le timing dans l'année pour laquelle vous avez réussi à faire ça, n'est pas évocateur de ce que vous êtes en train de réaliser comme groupe en ce moment, à ce stade de l'année?
Oui, comme je disais, ça montre un progrès mental, un progrès vraiment de la force de l'équipe, la force de caractère. Donc j'espère qu'on va garder ça parce que, comme j'ai dit il y a quelques temps, quand l'équipe qui va passer, ça va être l'équipe qui va être la plus forte mentalement et dans la rigueur aussi pour la suite, la plus constante. Donc j'espère qu'on va garder cette maturité parce que ça va être très important pour nous pour la suite.
The funny part is that the first goal we scored came off of the corner kick that really wasn't a corner kick. You know, it should have been a goal kick for us. And you know,
the ball came out.
Yeah, the ball was out, and I think it was Sapong that dribbled it out. And the universe rewards, I guess. You know, a little bit of karma there. So you know, we were a bit, you know, fortunate that we had a corner against us, I guess. And then we were able to exploit them on the counter. And you know, from there, I think they might have panicked a little bit. And, we were able to keep them in front of us and then get them a few more times.
It's the first time this season you guys concede the first goal and then win the game. First time. The fact, the way you did it tonight and the timing of the year, is it telling about what the group is you know, getting at this point of the season?
Yeah, I think so. I think in the years that we've done well, you know, to get in the playoffs and then, you know, win some games there, it's been kind of that same recipe where, you know, when games are tight and you know, they're important, you know, we've been good defensively, we've been solid, we've been hard to play through, and then we've been able to kill teams on the counter. And when you have a guy like Nacho, you know, he's so dangerous on the counter. If you can just keep the game in front of you, and then, you know, I think it was the fourth goal with him and Silva. That was like the most textbook counter attack you can possibly ask for. They were unbelievable. So those guys running forward, and then, you know, a guy like Kouessi dealing with balls coming in and just battling the center backs and wearing those guys down, it all adds up. And you know, right now we're in a good place.
Initially, probably that the plan was to at least secure the sixth position. Now are you guys looking up to the fifth? You're just 1 point behind.
Yeah, for me it's always been that. try to catch these guys. And you know, you speak about, you know, not looking at the table, not looking at schedules, and you know, when starts coming down to the Friday and Saturday going into the game, yeah, you focus on the game in front of you. But you also, you know, early in the week, you kind of get in the mindset of looking at what teams are around you, how you can catch teams, what teams are behind you, what their schedules look like. And, you know, for us, you know, we have difficult games ahead of us, but we feel like our schedule, you know, compared to you know, New England, to Philadelphia, it's very reasonable.
I mean, it felt like, well, like you were happy, obviously, but you were kind of relieved after that goal.
After
that goal,
yeah, you know, you want to score whenever you get a chance, and you know, when you work that hard, you want to kind of be rewarded. If we get a win and you can score, it just makes it twice as good.
I remember the first time we spoke, you told me about how it's also the goal that you create, and sometimes your name is not on it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, today you took part in three goals, all in all, really. Has to feel good for you.
Yeah, no, it feels good. Maybe it doesn't show directly on the stat sheet, right? But I feel like the guys are learning me, and through that, they're seeing that they're going to get a lot of opportunities off of second chances and second balls. I think Sophia does a great job to follow up my shot. That's him anticipating that it's going to be on frame and that the keeper's going to have to do something really good to keep it out, and he's there to put that away. So it's great to see us kind of coming together and figuring it out, especially with the run into the playoffs here.
After the game against New York, you know, we were saying it's going to be interesting to try to keep that state of mind, that level of engagement after two weeks. You know, the next game was 2 weeks after. Was it difficult to stay like to keep that focus, that same level of intensity?
I think. I mean, that's a good question, but I think that's part of the job, right? I think when you start to get to be in my 10th year in the league like it is, you've seen a lot of things before, so you know how to mentally prepare and you know what's required of you. So it kind of gives you a perspective of understanding like where you are and what this is and how to best approach it. So I think hopefully that's something I can help be someone who can kind of permeate that to the younger guys on the squad, as well as guys without as much MLS experience. And I think we're reacting to it really well, especially with the last two performances here we've had. I think it's 7 goals in 2 games. So it's pretty good.
Collectively, the fact that you align two great performances like that at this time of the season, the timing is amazing. How does that play, and morally speaking, in terms of the motivation for the next few games?
Well, I think that's most important, right? You don't want to peak too early. I think we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, right? It's just, it is 2 games. That's a great result. But the job isn't done yet. The work isn't done. So I think it's good because it gives us the perspective that we can move forward.